return from our lunch break. Continue with witness Fuller Grant and on cross redirect by the city.
Your Honor, sorry, Your Honor.
Yes.
We have with my co-counsel, Mr. Kimball here. Could we briefly discuss the scheduling of witnesses going forward?
Okay.
For the balance of the day.
Well, for the balance of the day, probably for tomorrow. So there was some mention a few days ago about possibly switching the order between Ms. Kappinger and Ms. Harrison. Is there any update? And I'm asking if Mr. Kimball is going to handle the cross-examination or direct examination.
I believe we're going to have to switch the timing of Ms. Kappinger with Ashley Harrison, though, her spot.
And so that people...
After Mr. Machado.
And is that anticipated to be today or tomorrow?
We still have to do Mr. Machado today. Seems highly unlikely he's going to go less than half a day. And Ms. Sylvester, your microphone, if it gets up by your mouth, it's more effective. We can hear you. It's just better up there. Thank you.
Thank you, Your
Honor. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention one other. This is for a little bit later, but Mercedes A. Armand has informed us that she's, for some reason, not available next Monday. She is available next Tuesday and Wednesday when we get to the bathroom.
Well, we still have to finish OLS.
Yeah. Absolutely. So do you have any, can you estimate the OLS witnesses will take the whole day tomorrow? Do you anticipate or?
I think I can assure everyone that it will probably take all day tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And then, well,
okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, let's proceed.
Okay. All right. Good afternoon. Again, Ms. Fuller Grant.
Hi.
So you talked about the other work sites that Midway was working at, the 707 Terry and then the Fairview Avenue. And then you also talked about the LV site.
Yes.
Do you know if Mr. Soto Contreras was a regular presence at those other sites? So 707 Terry, the Fairview.
He was a supervisor by there, but I believe Christian Navas, Ruben Gonzalez, and
well, I think you've answered my question. My question was whether or not Roberto was had regular presence at those other sites.
Yes, he did go there.
Did he have a regular presence there?
I am not sure. That is something I will have to ask Tony or Adam.
Okay, and what about Mr. Machado? What about his presence at those other sites?
No, just on 1120 day.
Okay. All right. So you talked about this wasn't kind of, it was like a usual subcontract, verbal agreement between those individuals in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't unusual, I think.
No.
Was it the usual practice that Sal, and forgive me, I don't want to mispronounce his name, but the owner, would he be involved in that?
Yes.
Normally?
Yes.
And the relationship between Carlos and Ms. Machado, do you have any information about how long they knew each other?
I saw somewhere 30 years.
Okay. So, New Way had certain duties that it needed to fulfill for Ani. Could New Way fulfill those duties without the Baja workers?
Yes.
And how would that have been accomplished?
Other subcontractors.
And why not hire workers directly to your company to complete that work?
I guess they could have. We just have long-standing relationships with a lot of these companies, Seco and Olympic.
So why not hire the workers directly to New Way?
I'm not sure. That's not a question for me to answer. I don't do any of that.
Okay. Is it cheaper to hire a subcontractor than to hire a worker directly to New Way?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. So, from the time that this project started at 1120 anyway, to towards the end, during the investigation, what was the average rate of pay for a New Way worker at the job site?
Oh, I'd have to go look that up. I'm not sure.
And do you know whether or not it was higher or lower than what the Baja workers were being paid?
The cement finishers were about, I want to say between 20 and 27.
For New Way?
Yes.
And where did New Way get the Baja employee list from?
Objection. Lack of foundation. I'm not sure such a list is in evidence.
Join. I believe she testified that she got a list of Baja employees. So how did you know? I'm sorry, strike that. How did you know? How did New Way know whether or not Baja workers were the ones that were reflected on the timesheet?
You mean when we were having issues with not recognizing people?
Correct.
How did we know? We just started, that's why they came in. They started coming in and checking in. Visually.
And so once someone was checking in, how did you know whether or not they were an actual employee of Baja or not?
Just using the time clock. I don't know. I mean, we had a worker sitting there watching them come in.
Okay. And were you the person responsible for responding to OLS during the investigation?
Through Dan DeLue, yes.
And were you also responsible for responding to the subpoena, Justicum, submitted by OLS?
No, I would say the lawyers did that.
Okay. Did they get the information from you to provide the OLS?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you ever provide OLS with the time cards that we've talked about and that we've seen in the exhibits today?
Yes.
You did?
This came up in my deposition and Jason said that everybody got them.
Please don't talk about communications you've had with your attorney. It's okay. So you say everybody got them. Was that in discovery after the appeal was filed, or was that during OLS's investigation?
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So now, you said that Carlos picked up checks at some point?
One in our Canadian office.
Okay. All right, and then at some point, those checks were mailed to Mercedes the Armas?
Yes.
All right, and what caused the switch? Like, who told you to start sending the checks to
heard of.
All right. How would you know about what was going on in the Canada office?
What? All I know is he came and got a check, so we didn't have to worry about that check. That's all I know.
And how do you know that?
Nancy Chen told her.
So is Nancy Chen in Canada?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, now you testified that, of course, you said there were three people that were responsible for supervising workers paid by Baja. Then you said one. So I just want to clarify. How many people were responsible for the workers paid by Baja as far as their supervision?
Noah Rios was told to me by Roberto, and then somebody on 2014 said it was Ruben Gonzalez was another one, and a third one, I cannot remember the name, but it looked, a Christian seems familiar to me for some reason. Navajas?
Okay. So, you've testified that New Way employees, you went from 150 employees to 28. So, are you including people employed in Canada in that number?
No.
Okay, so it's really a lot more, it's a lot more people than 28 people.
Yes, just in Washington.
Okay. And New Way is hiring at this point, aren't they?
No.
Are you in charge of HR?
Yes.
Are you familiar with New Way's website?
They might be hiring in Canada, and when this job is over, we have no work.
Okay. And some of the slowdown is also related to COVID, isn't it?
No, not now.
Not now?
Well, it was slow back in 2020 and early 2021, but not now.
So some of the slowdown is due to COVID, correct?
You mean currently?
I mean just the slowdown in construction due to COVID.
No.
Since COVID started.
Yeah. Yes. The people that we normally work for have different reasons for not working right now or not hiring us, though.
Okay. And you were asked the question of whether anybody ever complained about anything related to labor with New Way, and you said no one, and that's actually not true, is it?
No, that is true.
There was no complaint in 2021 where workers were complaining about their meal and rest break?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to draw your attention to New Way Exhibit Number 7, I believe it's. Exhibit number 7 and hearing examiner exhibit number 45. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Um, said that in this email where you're talking about Baja giving New Way as the employer, you said, I realize the confusion.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I say why, or?
Well, I haven't asked you why.
Okay.
I'm sure Ms. Wolf will follow up.
Okay.
But you said you basically understand the confusion in that email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there was some questioning about New Way being in charge of or knowing how many hours the Baja workers worked. And I believe you said that you didn't have any control over that or you didn't know about that. Is that right?
No control over individual employees and how many hours they worked, yes.
Okay. But New Way did know how many hours the Baja workers were working, at least when you started with the time cards and when you were approving the timesheet submitted by Roberto, right?
Yes, it had the hours on there, yes.
Okay. So if you were checking those timesheets, you would see that workers often work 10, 12, and 14 hours in a day.
Yes.
Right? And that would be overtime because it's over 8 hours in a day and over 40 hours in a week.
Yes.
So New Way was aware of that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as Baja workers coming onto the work site, that was controlled by New Way, was it not?
How many workers would be coming for a day?
Or how many hours they would work in a day. For example, let me clarify, Baja workers wouldn't just show up if there was no work day for them. Like, they wouldn't show up on Sundays, would they?
No, so that was dictated by the schedule.
Okay. Exhibit number 34, hearing examiner exhibit, 13, I'm going to draw your attention to page 3. Rotated so that you can actually see. So New Way, I'm showing you what's been marked as hearing examiner exhibit number 13. You can see that on page 3 or trial, on page 3 you see that the total work for the week was 53 hours. Correct?
No, it's blocked off on the right-hand side. I can't see Saturday.
Oh. Yeah. How about, I can't move it. Go to another page. Can you see this page? 00872?
Yes.
So you can see the total number of hours, 53 hours for that week.
Yes.
Okay. And Chris B is a New Way employee.
Yes.
And Chris B signed off on this.
I thought that was Chris, but yeah, I guess that's Chris.
Chris B.
Yes.
Bert. Okay. Okay. So And then, so not only were you aware of workers working over 40 hours in a week through the checking the timesheets, but you were also aware of that when you started making Baja use the time clocks, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your testimony about we didn't know, you know, how many hours the Baja workers were working, that's actually not true, is it?
I think it was phrased differently.
Okay. So that wouldn't be true that you did know how many hours
I thought you
working, correct?
I thought you said how many each individual, I can't remember what I thought you said, but it was phrased differently.
But you would know how many hours each individual worker was working because one, they had the time clocks, and two, it was on the timesheets, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, did you know whether or not Ms. Machado got involved in any firing of employees?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. So what would happen if Ms. Machado thought that a worker was not performing appropriately?
Proper protocols to go to that subcontractor, their supervisor, foreman, superintendent.
All right. Okay. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about whether or not Midway had any control over how many workers were brought to the site by Baja. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Is that yes?
Yes, sorry.
That's okay. So, Midway actually did tell Roberto how many workers to bring to the site. Did he not?
They had a scope that they were to follow. Normally a subcontractor would decide how many people he needed to complete. That's a Tony and Adam question.
Well, okay, so let's go to, it's now hearing examiner exhibit number 41, page 53. You were asked this question during your deposition. Do you recall that?
I do, and I tried to answer as best as I could as the company.
And for the record, this is not Ms. Orler Grant's deposition. This is the 30B6 of Midway for me. Correct. And it was the testimony of this particular witness as a Midway official. And so I can impeach her based on what Midway has testified to previously and what she's saying today. I was just objecting to the way you characterized the test, the exhibit.
I would object to improper impeachment. This is essentially a different witness that is testifying to the extent that a 30B6 witness can rely upon things that this lay witness cannot rely upon. So I think it's improper impeachment.
Which one? Well, this witness is testifying as if she knows how workers were brought to the site each day. She didn't know, she would have testified that she didn't know, but she's testifying as if she knows about how they were brought to work each day, or how Baja knew how many people to bring, and so I'm following up on that.
Mr. Rock, please don't get into back and forth rebuttal unless you ask. I pointed that out earlier. The objection is overruled. This witness has already been established by indirect as having 23 years experience. There was argument that she's essentially able to testify as an expert. I can certainly let her respond within her the scope of what she does know and can answer the questions. As to impeachment, it's simply going to go to the weight of how much impeachment there is if it's a different individual. So I can certainly tell the difference as to who's actually speaking and what they represented, but she can certainly speak to it.
Okay, so On page 53, lines 4 through 7, the question was asked whether this was a one-time occurrence that New Way requested that Baja provide workers for the specific task, or did New Way make this request on an ongoing basis? And the answer was an ongoing basis. Do you see that there?
Right, so they would have to call Roberto and give him the scope, and then they would have to say, he would have to figure out how many employees. I think that's the same answer.
And then later on, though, the question was asked, did New Way inform Roberto how many workers he would need at different points in that relevant period? And the answer was yes.
Yes, my lawyer.
See that there?
Yes, I understand that. But, go ahead.
All right. So at least from New Way's perspective, New Way did provide Roberto with the number of employees that Baja needed to bring to the work site each day. Objection, mischaracterized the prior testimony.
Prior testimony in the deposition or of this witness?
Yeah, sorry, in the deposition.
Okay.
I just read the question and the answers. I think I quoted it as New Way was requesting from Roberto.
Can you be more specific, Ms. Wolf? What do you mean by mischaracterization?
Well, first of all, there's an objection in the deposition, and then it is off. The objection was asked and answered. We haven't seen what the prior testimony was that New Way Forming had.
Okay, that's not mischaracterization. Do you have an objection?
It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so at least from New Way's perspective, New Way provided Roberto or asked Roberto for a certain number of workers, right?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, we just read, never mind, I'll move on. So you also testified that there was no kickback between Roberto Soto Contreras and Antonio Machado. You recall that testimony?
Yes, and I said, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so you wouldn't know whether or not there was some type of kickback. I'm sure they wouldn't be volunteering that with you, would they?
I don't assume either way. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. Would they go around advertising a kickback, do you think, or talking about it openly?
Objection. Relevance. There's nothing at issue in this appeal about any allegation of a kickback.
Asked and answered.
Joined in. Argument.
Response?
I'm sorry. I was just following up on questions that were asked in direct by New Way.
Yes. There was at least one party that asked questions about that, New Way, and I don't know if it was Baja or Machado that also asked about it. Overruled. I think it was Machado, but at least New Way.
Okay. All right. So that wouldn't be something that they would talk about openly in front of you, would they?
Not unless, I mean, I'd have to be on site. They're not in the office.
Okay. All right. So we talked about whether or not Mr. Machado was ever disciplined for any fraud or kickback, and you said not that you know, but New Way at some point found out about the loan that Mr. Machado made to Baja Concrete.
Yes.
And was that followed up on? Did anybody investigate that, or?
I think Sal asked him. Sal asked him, and he explained it. And Sal was satisfied with that.
All right. All right, so did Dunway have any labor posters at 1120 Denny Way?
Yes.
Where were they?
In the dog shop, where the guys meet for lunch.
Is it the same spot where the time clock was?
We had them in there as well, where the supervisors are.
You also were asking questions about whether or not Baja could end the contract if they wanted to, and that type of question. Do you recall those questions?
Yes.
So, were you in the know as far as whether or not Baja could end their contract with New Way?
Anybody can end at any time.
Okay. Specifically for this relationship between Baja and New Way, were you involved in the formation of their agreement?
No.
Okay. So, did you have any specific knowledge as to the particulars of their agreement?
Other than what they had based the unit price on, this was done in Canada.
Okay. So when you answer the question, you wouldn't really know what the terms of their agreement were because you weren't involved in that. It wasn't in writing. You would have no idea whether or not Baja could end the contract, would you?
Well, it was just an agreement. They can walk away anytime they want. They didn't have a contract. That's a lot harder to get out of.
Right. So, but my question is, did you know the particulars of the agreement?
All I knew is that we had temporary labor for People Ready and CLP resources, and that is what Sal based their agreement on. What somebody was currently already working on site.
So, Ms. Portland-Grant, did you know the particulars of this particular agreement between Baja and New Way?
That's the only thing I knew was the.
So you knew one portion of the agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So you didn't know all the terms and what they talked about in Canada, did you?
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't know whether or not Baja could easily end the contract, would you? Because you don't know the particulars of whatever agreement they had, do you?
I can say no, but...
Okay. All right. You also were asked some questions about safety meetings, but Baja never had their own safety meetings, correct?
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. Baja workers only went to the meetings that were required by New Way and Ani.
As far as I know, that's a question for them. I'm not sure what they did themselves.
Okay. As far as the records that you have as to the safety meetings, those were the meetings that, according to your records, you have records for. Baja attending safety meetings put on by Ani and New Way.
Right. Correct.
Okay. And at those safety meetings, Baja employees signed as New Way employees, right?
I think we saw a couple.
Okay. Is it? All right. And as far as the agreement as to what the hourly rate would be for Baja, did New Way come up with that? Who decided on it, I should ask?
Baja and New Way.
Okay. So there were some questions asked of whether or not New Way controlled Baja's profit margin, whether they were in charge of raises, that type of thing. Do you remember that line of questioning?
Yes.
Okay. And you said New Way had no control over that, according to you.
Correct.
the New Way and Baja came up with an hourly rate that New Way was going to pay Baja, correct?
Yes, but you're talking about things in the future, I thought, is what you meant.
Okay. And then New Way was in control of whether or not Baja was able to pay their workers, because New Way was in control of when New Way paid Baja, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was New Way aware that the contract or the agreement between New Way and Baja was Baja's only agreement or only project? New Way was aware of that, correct?
I don't know that.
Okay. And also, you were asked about, and we talked a little bit about whether or not New Way knew how long workers were working or that type of thing. But New Way had knowledge that Baja workers were working 6 days a week. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And New Way was in control of that, whether Baja worked 6 days a week or not.
I was told it was all voluntary.
Voluntary hours offered by whom? New Way?
Offered to Baja, that was offered to their employees. Offered to Roberto, that was offered to their employees.
Okay. Offered by whom? Was it offered by New Way?
Offered by New Way to Roberto.
All right. Just give me 1 second, I believe. I'm almost done. So let me show you one last thing. I'm going to show you what is marked as hearing examiner exhibit number 20. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
And do you recognize this?
I do now, yes.
Oh. All right, what is it?
It's Baja's business card.
Objection. Mischaracterizes prior testimony as what this is.
From this witness? Mr. Larkin, is it mischaracterized testimony from this witness? And are you objecting to the question or the testimony?
Yeah, let me clarify. I'm objecting to the question based on relevance and move to strike the response. There was prior testimony from other witnesses about this exhibit, and it's not clear in the record at all if this is actually a Baja Concrete business card. Mischaracterization of evidence of record.
This witness can speak to it herself. That's her statement about it. It's going to be your job in the end to show that there's contradictory evidence. Witnesses frequently contradict each other in hearings.
Okay. So, did you say you recognized
this? I did, yes.
Okay. So, you've seen this before?
I did, yes.
And what were the circumstances?
It was not given to me when Roberto came in. It was down on the job site, I believe, and that's his email.
Okay. So would you opt in, or would you email Roberto sometimes? throughout this time period?
Yes.
Okay. Now, could New Way set the pace of the work that the Baja workers were doing?
We give a schedule out, but if we get behind on our schedule, then we get behind on our schedule. They still have to be able to provide, get the employees to provide their scope. Does that make sense?
Can you explain?
Their scope, they would still have to have their required employees complete their scope. If we get behind schedule, we get behind schedule. So if you lost 3 employees in a week, we just get behind, that's all.
Okay. I'm going to show you City's Exhibit Number 1, Hearing Examiner Exhibit 41. Specifically on page 71. When asked, was there discretion for New Way in setting the pace of work, the answer was sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain the difference between New Way's answer during the 36 and your answer today?
Well, it's whatever the subcontractors can provide towards their scope. So if they're short 5 people, then so sometimes, and sometimes you're not, you can't complete that work that day.
So sometimes, so you're is your testimony that sometimes New Way was responsible for setting the pace of work? Do you agree with that?
Well, we dictate the schedule to the road, yes.
Okay.
Whether they can do that is something different.
What would happen if New Way, I'm sorry, if Baja was not able to do it? What would happen?
We could hire another subcontractor.
Did that happen?
We already had 2 contractors down there, so we could have just thrown that to them. But that is
did that happen?
I don't know. That's something for the site staff to say.
So you don't know if, during a time when Baja couldn't meet the pace of the work, you don't know if that work was given to another subcontractor?
No, I do not know. They would know that on site.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have. Thank you for the grant.
Thank you.
We'll continue with Cross Redirect by Baja.
One moment, please. Okay, yeah, no questions for me.
New Way.
Just a couple quick follow-up questions. I'm going to share my screen. This document that you looked at earlier, New Way Exhibit 7, which states, when you state, I realize the confusion. Can you please explain what you meant by that?
Third-party safety. Site safety matters, it was Julio before, and then it was Seth. And so I think sometimes they didn't understand who was working for what company.
And who's Seth?
Seth is with Site Safety Matters, which is our third-party safety company that we use. Another sub.
Okay. Thank you. Ruben Gonzalez and Christian Navajas?
Yes.
Were those Baja employees?
Yes.
So Nui was aware that according to the timesheets provided by Baja, that sometimes the Baja workers worked over 40 hours a week, right?
Yes.
And also according to those timesheets, sometimes Baja workers worked more than 8 hours a day, right?
Yes.
Did Nui know whether those workers listed on those timesheets were paid for overtime wages?
No.
Do you know whether those workers listed on there were salaried employees?
No.
Do you know whether they're paying on maybe like a flat rate basis?
No.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cross redirect from Machado.
No further questions.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Forlegram.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we ready for our next witness, Mr. Machado?
I'm having him sign in right now. My staff tells me that he is logging in right now.
Any update, Mr. Rock?
I spoke with him over the lunch break and let him know. And my staff was in contact with him a minute ago.
Okay. We'll go ahead and take our afternoon break. We'll return at 3:35.